drinking water for much of the southwestern United States. The Associated Press collected information showing the water from this lake and others contains trace levels of birth control pills, steroids, narcotics, and other prescription medicine. The news organization found traces of drugs in the water supplies of 24 major metropolitan areas out of the 62 major water systems sampled. Most Americans are unaware that their drinking water contains these drugs. For example, the Water Department in Philadelphia reported that the 1.5 million people drinking its water are also consuming traces of 56 different drugs. Those include the active ingredients in drugs to treat depression, anxiety, high cholesterol, and pain. An attorney for a pharmaceutical industry trade group, Marjorie Powell, says the amount of drugs in the water is minuscule.
No studies have demonstrated any effects on human health.
Yet scientists are seeing physical changes in animals that possibly might be linked. For example, some male fish have developed female traits and are having reproductive problems. Scientists point to exposure to birth control hormones as a possible cause. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says it is concerned but insists American drinking water is among the safest in the world. Health experts such as Dr. Philip Cole at Johns Hopkins University agree.
The water that we're getting right now is quite safe in general, and people shouldn't panic about it.
Dr. David Carpenter is an expert on environmental health.
There is no way that having pharmaceutical drugs in the drinking water supply is going to be of any benefit.
The drugs get into drinking water reservoirs because when people take medicine, not all of it is absorbed. Some is then excreted and flushed into sewers. Some medicine goes down toilets or drains. While wastewater is purified and recycled, sewage treatment plants do not remove the drugs, nor do water purification systems. Scientists say they do not know what effect such tiny amounts can have on humans over a long period of time. Carol Pearson, VOA News.